Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, peoples. This is Joseph the Dreamer. I'm your host on Faith is Power Radio. Before I do anything else or I say anything else, I must pray so the Lord could use me so I won't say the wrong things on the scripture and the word, okay? Thank you for my listeners to listen. I thank everybody that's listening and supporting Faith is Power Radio. We're going to continue this. And we're not going to stop until the last days, because we are in the last days, and this is the end. Where we at right now? I know I missed a couple of shows talking about the last days, you know, for the past couple of days and last week. But you know what? I'm back on in Jesus' name, and I'm going to give the word. I'm not going to stop because, you know, the devil's always a liar. So let me go ahead and pray. Thank you, Lord Father, for everything you've done for us, Lord Jesus, in your blood. Thank you, Lord Jesus, cover me. Cover everybody that's listening. Let them be touched and let them be saved, Lord Father, as I give the word and give them the testimony, Lord Father, Lord Jesus, about the word faith and hope and what it means, Lord Father, because it's something that's undescribable for some people, but it is there. It is already in our presence, Lord Father. Lord Jesus, let them be touched by the word, Lord Father. Let them not only listen, but let them walk in the word, Lord Father, Lord Jesus. Let me walk in the word, Lord Father, Lord Jesus, as I give the word, Lord Father. I thank you for everything. In your blood, Lord Jesus, in your name, amen. Okay, well, the title is Faith and Hope. Faith and Hope is basically, you already know what faith is and you know what hope is. Faith, without faith, you cannot please God. And that's something that's in the spiritual realm. Faith is something in the spiritual realm, not in the physical. It's a substance that you can't see. Okay? It's a substance that you cannot see, but it's in the spiritual realm. And when the Lord reveals something to you and you want to fulfill your dream or your vision, you have faith. It's there. It's already been accomplished for you, but you got to go for your goals and go for it without stopping. Okay? If you go to Romans 14:23, the reason for this is whatsoever is not of faith is of sin. And of course, sin cannot be pleased. Sin cannot please God. This is why this is that, as stated by the spirit of prophecy on the first page. I review knowledge in the scripture means urging upon the necessity of covenant. Faith is more essential than any other knowledge that can be acquired. Okay? The scripture lessons on faith. What it is, how it comes, how to exercise it, that every reader of this knowledge is more essential than any other knowledge that can be acquired. Okay? Faith. Let me read something to y'all, right? There's something in Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 through 10. There's where Jesus pronounced faith. When we found what that is, we found faith. Let me see. Verily I say unto you, I found not so great faith, not in Israel. There's something I'm missing on here. But let me go ahead and tell you what it is, okay? Faith is something that is framed by the word of God. It's something that's real, that's major. So things that which are seen were not made of things which appear. Since the word of God is imbued in the creative power, so is able to produce in the very substance the thing which that word speaks. And since faith is an expectation that the word itself will do what the word says, and depending on the word only, to do what the word says, it is plain enough that faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now, what that is exactly explaining about faith is something that's supernatural. That's something that's spiritual. That's why every preacher explained that you have to walk in the spiritual realm. Don't just walk in the physical. Because even though we're in the physical body, we have to walk in the spiritual. Okay? So things must come to pass. Okay? When they talk about faith, God made the word, and the word was everything. And the word is God, and the word is what God made us. And from the beginning was the word, and the end is the word. Okay? And God made everything by the word. And that's by faith. God created everything. He created the light. He created the sun. He created the sun, the moon, the earth, the dry land, by the word. Everything is created by the word, and it's framed by the word, okay? And that's what everybody needs to know. Everything that's in the physical realm, everything that's in the physical, is not what it seems. Because everything is made by faith. God used man to create things by faith and by the creativity and the mind and the mindset. And when I say mindset, before he spoke, it was not after he spoke, it was. Only by speaking, it was. What caused it to be? The word only. But darkness was upon all the face of deep. God wishes light to be there. But how could there be light when all was darkness? Again, he spoke. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Whence came the light and the word, which was spoken itself, produced the light. In the entrance of the words giving light. Words giving light. Psalm 119, the words giving light. That's why when people explain, when preachers explain and God explain in the Bible, be careful what you say in the tongue, because the tongue actually brings up light. It actually brings up power. You have to be careful what you say, because whatever you believe will come to pass. We do have the power of God. We do have the power of God in us. And we do have the power of God that actually is in us if we believe, and it will come to pass. All right, give me a moment. We're gonna go to a song for a second, and I'll come back to the word. Give me a minute. Okay, back to the word. Okay, the word of God was spoken, neither the things which are not are now seen, nor the substance of which those things are composed, anywhere appeared, simply because they did not exist yet. When that word was spoken, the worlds were, simply because that word itself caused them to exist. This is the difference between the word of God and the word of man. Man may speak, but there is no power in his words to perform the thing spoken. If the thing is to be accomplished which he has spoken, the man must do something in addition to speaking the word. He must make good his word, not so the word of God. When God speaks, the thing is, and it is, simply because he has spoken and accomplishes that which he was pleased to speak. It is not necessary that the Lord as a man must do something in addition to the word spoken. He needs not to make his word good. It is good. He speaks the word only, and the thing is accomplished. For an example, in the beginning, when he speaks the word, he made earth. He said, let it be land. Let it be trees. And it come to pass. When God put the words on the Bible, all these things come to pass. And God said no lie, because he cannot lie. He's not a person that lies. He always gives his promises. And there's no empty promises when he gives his word. Okay? When man speaks the word, usually men do lie, okay? Men do lie, because when they speak certain things they say they're going to do, usually it doesn't come to pass until they do it, until they put action to it. But God don't have to do that. All God have to do is just say it, and it comes to existence, okay? And that's by faith. And we're in the spiritual world. The spiritual takes over the physical, and that's what everybody needs to know, that we have to walk by faith, and we have to walk in the spirit, not in the physical, not in the flesh, because that's what the enemy wants us to do. The enemy wants us to walk in the flesh. He wants us to walk in the system and how other people walk, or how everybody else walk in, thinking it's cool or whatever. But the Lord himself, our Father, the Messiah, the one that loves us, Yahshua, okay, the great Almighty, the beginning, the end, the Alpha and Omega, he's the one that's letting us know that we have to listen and obey. He's not basically telling us, okay, obey, and you're not going to have a good time in your life, whatever, or, you know, he's making robots. He's saying obey because he's going to bless you. You're going to have many blessings coming in your life, and you have many things coming in your life. If you obey, this great power is going to come within you with God and heaven. The Father, when you connect with the Father in the Spirit, you shall walk in the Spirit. And trust me, you won't be stopped, because many blessings going to come in and punishments going to come in. You will be anointed automatically. And the enemies, the devils, the demons shall flee out of you immediately, because hell will tremble because the way you obeying God. You listening by faith. And you have to fight a great fight, because we are in the last days. And that's why I have to preach. It's about faith and hope. Hoping for something that you don't see. Even though you don't see it's happening now, but it will come to pass as long you believe. You got to believe in the Lord and believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe, it will not come to pass. It's all in the mind. That's the reason why the enemy is trying to attack the mind so you won't believe. That's why he's trying to block your mind so you won't believe. So he want to throw in the past of what happens in the past in your life so you won't stay focused on the present. God wants you to focus on the present, not the past. Of course, the past going to come into play so he could know and understand, okay, this is what I need to do so I won't have to do the same thing again because history does repeat itself. But you got to focus on the present by faith and walk by faith, not by sight, not by the things you see in front of you. If you see that you don't have no money in your bank account and you see that you're going through problems, these problems are small because it's going to come to pass, okay? You don't have money in your bank account, but in the spiritual realm, you see that money's coming in. So you got to claim it and receive it. Believe, because God did say in the Bible that non-believers will not come into the kingdom. Okay, non-believers not gonna enter to is not gonna be able to come to the kingdom. Even it goes for Christians or non-Christians. It doesn't matter. If you don't believe and you don't believe in His word, okay, you're calling Him a liar, and that's it. It's in the word. You have to believe. You have to believe in Him. You have to believe in yourself and walk by faith, not by sight. And when I say by faith, you have to be obedient, okay? You have to be obedient and not to fall into sin and do the same thing you did last year or last week or whatever, last month, and do the same thing, okay? You have to do your best. And everybody should understand that, because I mean, every preacher preaches about it, and you hear it all the time. But when God speaks to you, it seems like you shake it off, and you don't want to listen. You want to go by what your friends say. You should not go by what your friends say. You should go by what God tells you. Personally, God talks to everybody. Okay, and you should listen to Him and listen to the word. By you listening to the word, and you receiving the word, and you taking in the word, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is surrounding you, and it's inside you. Matter of fact, because God is watching over His word. Okay, the more you take in the word, the more God watching over His word, He's watching over you. So you won't be defeated. And faith, without faith, you cannot please God. And I know everybody heard that slogan a lot. Without faith, you cannot please God. Without faith, you cannot please God. Faith without works is dead. And when I say faith without works is dead, If the Lord tells you not to do this, basically for an example, not to fornicate, not to drink or smoke constantly, or have a wrath of anger, and you have that unbelief that you can't do it, And you feel that you want to give up because you feel that you can't do it because all these things that's surrounding you, you lack in faith. To have faith that you can do it. You have to fight a great fight that you can do it. That you could stop being tempted and do your best not to get tempted in this earth. And that's all in the mind. Control from what you're watching, control who you're hanging around with, okay, and do your best. Be in church, be around the right people, and give the gospel to the other people that's lost, okay? For those that's lost, they're walking by the flesh, and they're not walking by faith. They're walking by what people tell them. Okay, and there's people out here is playing God, and they don't want to listen to the word of God, so they want to go ahead and tell you what they want to, what they know. You see what I'm saying? That's not coming from the word of God. Now, that's false doctrine right there. There's a lot of false prophets out there, and that's why everybody's got to be careful, and I'm going to continue giving the word constantly, and I'm not going to stop giving the word. But all my Facebook family, Twitter family, continue listening to Faith is Power Radio. We're going to continue with the Mind Arena of Faith tomorrow and give out the word. But we got to continue. given the word about faith. Faith without works is dead. How are you going to please God when you don't have no faith? Romans chapter 10, verse 6 through 8 said that the exercise of the faith, okay, said that exercise the faith which God has given to you as to every other person in the world. For understanding how to exercise faith, this is the science of the gospel, okay? And you must exercise faith and continuously exercise the faith and believe in God and believe in yourself. And that's the gospel for today, and that's the title. Thanks for everybody for listening. And just believe and have faith and continue listening to the word of God and pray. I'm going to go ahead and close the segment. I'm going to pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything, Lord Father. In your blood, Lord Jesus, for everyone that's being touched. Let them receive the word, listen in the word, and practice the word, and walk by the word, Lord Father. Cover us, Lord Father, for everybody that's listening nationwide and locally, Lord Jesus. I thank you for everything. In your blood, I pray to you. In your name, Lord Jesus, your name. Amen. I am Joseph the Dreamer, your host. Listen to the segment. If you missed it, we'll be on Twitter and Facebook. We'll continue this tomorrow. Thank you and God bless.